Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and I'm so excited to have this conversation that it all starts with the kindling of these fireside chats. That behind the scenes, this was one that I really had to think about for you, Tribe, is to say there is so much stuff coming up in the horizon, but we got to reel that back and make sure we're all understanding why we're sitting around the fire listening to this. And my main message that I want to convey to you, Tribe, is that the kindling for this why is that you should really getting involved in the Housing Innovation Alliance. And we're going to learn all about that, that we're honored to be part of their Denver April Summit coming up. And then this is a group of innovative master facilitators. And I love the word innovative, and they're constantly talking about that with this group. And we're honored to tie in with them. And, you know, I just raise my hand and say, I like to say I'm innovative, but then you have to stop and think about it and say, innovation is actually really, really hard. It's so much easier to just go back and do what we've always done, but they have really mapped out these pathways. And we'll put links into the show notes to discuss how we can make these pathways relevant. And my perspective is that we're just so excited to partner with the Housing Innovation Alliance. And we're going to talk a little bit about the past to learn where they came from, where we are right here today. We had the meetings this morning, and there's so much exciting stuff around this Denver Summit, but most importantly, where we're going together, Tribe. And to do that, we're going to have Betsy Scott, who is the executive director who runs all the programs and engagement at the Housing Innovation Alliance, to tell us that story. So without further ado, let's pop in, get to know her favorite beverage, everything about what she's got going on over there, and hopefully this inspires us all to meet up in person in Denver. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
Wine, by far.
All right. A certain wine?
Riesling.
All right. And tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
My husband and I went to Italy a few years ago, to Rome and Tuscany. So that was perfect for my wine fetish.
I was going to say that ties in pretty well. One story from being there.
Well, I love to immerse myself in different cultures. I'm not a reader. My husband's a reader, but I bought us a bunch of experiences. So when we went there, we went kayaking on a dormant volcano. We took a pasta cooking class, and then we went to the Colosseum and actually had an architectural docent walk around and tell us about the history of the Colosseum. So that was really fun to get immersed in that culture for about 10 days a few years ago. So I can't wait to go back there.
I love asking that question when people say they've been somewhere in Europe or those type of places. And when they talk about the food and the drink, and then that part of like experiencing it full, putting yourself in those other people's shoes. I love that. What is your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction silos we're going to talk about breaking down with the Housing Innovation Alliance that we passionately call the art of construction?
Well, I have to cheat a little bit because honestly, I have a 100-year-old house and I love to make everything, and I have stripped this thing down. So I'm a carpenter. I do decorating. I have painted everything. I figured out how to do everything I should know how to do in the house.
You're not just doing marketing, huh?
No, I'm not just doing marketing.
No, I really do love that, right? It's, you know, put yourself in the shoes, and, it's really been a pleasure getting to know your story, and we're excited to share that and talk through that today. What is your story that led you to being the executive director at the Housing Innovation Alliance?
Well, I've been in marketing for, oh gosh, like 25 years now. And I worked in agency environments really for all kinds of clients, technology, retail, et cetera. But whenever you work in an agency, you're kind of given the clients that you work with, and it can be fun. But I always wanted to work for someone where I could have a bigger impact. So, you know, there are ups and downs in the agency world. And I was a victim of the technology bust. You know, there was the dot-com boom, and there was a bust that followed. So I stepped back and said, hey, I really want to work for a company or an industry that I can really have a big impact on. And what is a better product to work with than housing? It impacts everybody every day.
Boy, ain't that the truth. We need so much messaging around the future and innovation around housing. But first, let's step back. Let's talk about what led to the Housing Innovation Alliance and talk with, it was, I believe, IBICUS and what it stands for and kind of the true origin. And then we're going to go on how we're building up this journey as a team here.
Well, when I got into the industry, I had worked with Home Depot and some other clients that were kind of tangential to the housing space. But what struck me about IBICUS as a company in housing is how they really were trying to focus on all of the great qualities that housing can bring, like health, comfort, safety, environmental friendliness, and really looking at it holistically through different aspects of the business, from the Department of Energy on the research side to working with manufacturers and product development to working with builders at a production scale who are trying to deliver better housing. And I worked in marketing through all aspects of that business. And they said, hey, we've got a lot of really great innovation going on with different clients and different research projects, but we'd like the opportunity to bring everybody together and to collaborate and share the pockets of innovation that we're seeing around the country. So they said, can you write a press release for us to describe what a network would look like if we created it? So I did that for the CEO, and that was in 2008. So I've been doing that ever since.
Well, that sounds like ChatGPT could just do the whole thing now for everybody.
No, you know what?
It's been a shiny object that I love to hear that, because actually shout out to Scott, he had a great presentation to our team, and it's now been this, all this conversation around this. And the reason I kind of jokingly bring that up is because the riches are in the niches. And I love the you know, what Google says that you put on your website is innovation comes from collaboration. And mm-hmm. that statement is so great, because we do have to innovate in housing and we need many more press releases, but we then have to focus in on what are the main focus or areas with the Alliance. And you guys, we're so excited to be part of this collaboration, because you guys have your own podcast and we look at this very differently. It's like the Art of Construction is trying to bring all this stuff together, but you have to have people that have really niched in and really collaborating down into the project level to really put that together. But what is the main focus areas with the Alliance?
We were really focused on the production housing space. So at a high level, our audience is production home builders and developers who deliver about half of the housing or more a year, as well as the folks who enable them to deliver better housing or function more effectively as businesses. And that's the trade contractor base and the architects and manufacturers and offsite construction providers. But really, what are the big pain points that they have? Certainly on the design and build side, it's supply chain management. It's, you know, not as much talent as we used to have in the industry to deliver housing, and some push and pull between getting a great product out to market and managing costs so that people can actually afford it. So design and build is one of the areas that we look at. ESG is another. Sustainability has been around for a while, but there's a lot of activity and investment in this area and a lot of expectations that are being set in different municipalities around the country. And that's going to impact whether people have access to land or financing or whether they're even approved to build in certain areas. So we're looking at that as well. And then certainly technology and data, how can we help the talent base, attract them, and set them up for success so they can make better decisions faster. So those are really some of the core areas that we're looking at from an innovation perspective.
Love that. Can you talk, what are some of the different individuals or companies who are currently innovating in the way housing is designed and built?
I think there are different types of companies. There are some companies that are frustrated with the solutions that are out there, and they've done a really good job. I'll give you a couple examples. They've done a really good job of defining what their problem is and problems are and where they ultimately want to get to. And sometimes they're builders, sometimes they're architectural firms, but there's a company called Van Meter Homes in the DC area that's been doing a lot to actually create their own approach to offsite construction and integrate it within their business. So sometimes it's companies who are creating their own vertical integration to drive innovation. There's also been a lot happening with companies and leaders coming from outside of the industry. I was talking to our opening keynote for our event that's coming up in April, the other day from the Amherst Group, and he said, "We make it a point to hire leaders who've got nothing to do with housing, but who have systematic views on dealing with the same kinds of problems we deal with, and they come up with really good innovative solutions." He said he just hired somebody who with a pharmaceutical background who is looking at the systems and processes that they're following to deliver single-family rental homes. So I think there's an opportunity to bring insights from other industries, and then there's also an opportunity to bring insights from foreign investment. We've seen a lot over the last several years of companies like Sekisui and Daiwa that have purchased builders in the US and are trying to bring some of the capabilities that they have and learn our market and really collaborate with the builders that they're working with to bring innovation into their space.
Yeah, well said, but also kind of a slippery slope. You got to be careful about, construction is so messy and it's these tried and true processes that may or may not be a good process, and then bringing fresh perspectives. I've yet to ever meet anybody that comes in my day-to-day in my window and door company, and they come in from the outside, or they come in and they look at it and they come in and they say, "Man, this window and door thing is just so much easier than I ever thought it was going to be. It's just so simple." And I'm just saying that's a small slice of this big pie of, like, I spend a lot of time trying to say moving this needle is a big thing, but that's the part we're so excited about, and to be collaborating and talking about innovation with a great platform that you all have here that we've coined as system built, right? Offsite is kind of the catch-all word, and it's like these efficiencies, all of these different ways to do that. But what are your thoughts on the role of what we call system build or offsite construction in housing innovation?
Offsite construction isn't new. It's adopted a lot more in commercial than it is in residential. I think it can be a great way in a lot of markets to overcome a lack of labor. It can help with provide the ability to construct housing without fear over issues with the weather. You can reduce waste. So I think there are a lot of opportunities for offsite construction to drive better quality, waste reduction, more environmental friendliness, greater scale. But I think we're still at that push-pull tipping point between where we want to go and what the industry, the scale that we have in the industry. I don't think that it will ever replace site-built construction, but I do think it should be a lot higher than 5% of what we're doing. It should probably be more of a 60-40, and it will certainly scale better in some markets than it does in others.
Very well articulated. I've had that conversation many times with many people, and figuring out how to change the status quo, and also having conversations, things like, what is ESG, environmental, social, and governance, as it relates to housing innovation? Because you really got to run straight to all that stuff if you're really going to make impactful change around innovation. What's your take to that?
I think ESG is another thing that's been around in that acronym for a while. And we're actually currently working with the Green Builder Media folks and about 75 companies in the industry to help define what it should mean for
housing.
There's
not just one simple thing for all that?
No.
That's the part where that's why I always spell out ESG. And I can't imagine how many times I Google or look up all these different acronyms, because if you live that one, it's just what you know. But there's so many, it's impossible to know all the moving parts. And we have to come as innovators to agree to create alliances. And that's why I was so excited of this conversation of it's not just one conversation, it's many conversations to break down the fear and build trust, right?
Right. And I think that, you know, the opportunity with ESG, I think if you define it simply, the E is being a better citizen of the planet. And that might mean different things in different markets. You cannot be a good citizen of the planet in California and waste water. So, you know, and carbon is certainly a huge thing. So it's building things that last and that are conscious of the environment, both in how they're built and in how they're operated. I think social is being a good citizen of your community. It's providing greater access to housing. It's being more open and accepting of different demographics and providing, you know, mixed housing with mixed income levels so that, you know, everyone should be able to afford decent housing. And, you know, really a people focus. So how do you treat your employees better? How do you treat your partners better? And how do you treat your customers as people better? And then governance is just being a better corporate citizen. So, you know, behaving responsibly. I think the huge opportunity for our industry, though, and what makes ESG right now unique is that there's a lot of money being put into ESG, both at the government level and from investors. So, you know, with the work that was just done through the Biden administration, you know, investing in energy efficiency and renewable energies related to buildings, there's a lot of dollars that can be put into doing innovation in housing that perhaps the home builders and developers couldn't afford to do themselves initially. So there's more of a government incentive to do it that makes it more attainable and more approachable. And there's also more interest on the investor side. And they're at the moment, I think, with a lot of investors where they're looking for somebody to help them define what they could deliver as part of their ESG platform, because they have a lot of people throwing money at them to invest in these types of projects, and they're just looking for more traction. So if I was a builder right now, and I've talked to some that say, wow, this is a great opportunity for us to experiment with and to adopt different technologies that we wouldn't be able to do on our own, and use a project as a proof point that then we can say, hey, that will actually have traction in our business and incorporate it more broadly. So it's a, I think it's a tipping point and a place to innovate that allows people to evolve their businesses, perhaps with less risk than they would do on their own.
And so well articulated. So there's so many dots that we're all trying to connect, right? And I think that was the part of, like, you start by having this 30-minute meet and greet Zoom call, and you get to, okay, what are we going to connect here? And that's really hard to do in construction, right? So what dots do you spend most of the time connecting in the alliance? And can you describe some of the projects or groups that have come together through your platform?
I think we're known for thinking ahead as to what builders and developers should be looking at over the next several years. We started talking about build for rent in 2015 on the production housing side when nobody was talking about it yet. We started focusing really heavily on the way that offsite construction could evolve in 2017. So it's taking a proactive look at that, but it's also doing it with the realism that change is hard, and identifying people who can share their stories, what's worked for them, what hasn't worked for them, and could potentially partner with people who are participating in our network. So we spend a lot of time connecting the big ideas and some of the big players with case studies in those areas, but also giving people a bit of a roadmap for baby steps that they could take moving forward. And some examples of that, we actually, if you've ever heard of Integra, a company that came out of the out of Ireland, our chairman actually met them on LinkedIn, met Jerry McGaughey on LinkedIn. And, you know, you can imagine he's quite a character. And he was a character on LinkedIn at first. And so he came and spoke at one of our events, and we had conversations around offsite construction. And we ended up connecting him with Margaret Whelan, who is a former Wall Street bigwig, who actually leads her own investment and consulting firm. And she put a deal together with Louisiana Pacific as an investor. So they were excited as a manufacturer to get an inside look at how an offsite construction company operated and how they could bring their production sensibilities to it. And they would no longer, you know, certainly be, you know, wood can be considered a commodity by many. So it gave them the opportunity to say, how do we differentiate ourselves? So we connected those three groups, and they ended up, Margaret ended up brokering the deal. They got a huge investment in Integra and helped them build their business. So that was in the U.S. and with their first plant in California. And then there are smaller things. You know, we've introduced, we've sat Thrive Home Builders with a guy from Goodall Homes, which is one of the builders that was bought by Clayton, at an event. And Thrive is great at energy efficiency and green and healthy homes. And Goodall was great at open book management and business management in general. And they just ended up trading ideas, and they've had a lot of forward momentum as builders by connecting on those fronts. And we had a hand in putting those people together, knowing that they should chat. And then it kind of organically went on from there.
I love that. Last couple of weeks, we've had some similar stories like that as from our Art of Construction Master Facilitators group, right? Because it's first who and then what, and you put this stuff together to figure that out. That I'm super excited to be a small part of this great summit coming up. And we're kind of Art of Construction is coming in to help facilitate conversations around offsite. Tell us about the Housing Innovation Summit coming up here in Denver.
Well, it's a 3-day event on the University of Denver campus, and it will cross all of the big innovation areas that we're looking at, focus on the production housing sector. We've got some great conversational starters with panel discussions. We've got some working groups where we're actually giving people questions to and problems to solve in smaller group discussions at their tables. We've actually got startups coming in to talk about new technologies and new offerings that they're developing. And we're doing some tours around the Denver market to look at some of the cool projects that are going on. So really, we like people to be able to feel, touch, see, and then connect with other people that are really focusing on innovation in those spaces. So there'll be plenty of time to do that over the course of 3 days.
Absolutely love it. Tell us a little bit more about your partnership with Denver University.
Well, we love Eric Holt. He's become a member of our family. I met him. I think Dennis on our team met him a little bit before I did. But we hosted an event in the fall of 2019 before COVID hit. And we got to connect with Denver or with University of Denver and bring his students to our event and get them actually to help facilitate some of the conversations and to participate. And we just found and the more we talked to the University of Denver, we have such similar interest areas from an innovation perspective. We don't do research. We don't have the student platform that they do. So it's a nice dovetail between our efforts with the industry and their efforts to do research. that creates even bigger picture and greater capabilities that we can bring to our network. So, excuse me, for example, we have a project currently going on where we built a map of all of the education platforms throughout the US to try and figure out what all the training and development opportunities were. And we're going to be working through a grant from the National Housing Endowment with the University of Denver to create more of an ecosystem and collaborate with the training entities to connect them better to industry and to make sure that they have the intelligence that they need for their programs so that they're training people not for the jobs to be done now or 5 years ago, but for the evolution into using robotics in the field to do, you know, plumbing and to integrate offsite construction into their business. So really the forward momentum and what it will mean to be in housing over the next 10, 15 years. So that's very cool. And fingers crossed, we are in the running for a National Science Foundation grant with them to take what we do at the high level in the Alliance now and to really deepen that in the corridor, the Mountain State corridor. So we would be using University of Denver as our home base. So hopefully that will move forward and we hear about that soon.
Yes, so much excitement there. And I, at the closeout, I got a story I got to tell around that. So the other thing I want to have you just kind of talk about is the Pitch Fest is something that I really love about the platform and the events and what y'all do of bringing theory and practice together. What are some of the best Pitch Fest ideas that you've seen over the years?
Well, I have to tell you, Pitch Fest for us, in the term Pitch Fest, is new this year.
Cool.
I've had the good fortune.
But I'd say it's been organic the whole way through.
Oh, right? Yeah. I was in Maryland and we went to the University of Maryland in the materials area. And we ended up going to see a company called InventWood. And they can take any kind of wood and it can be like a soft wood and they can petrify it to the point where it's harder than steel. They can turn it into an insulation material and they can make it clear and use it in a glass kind of an application. So just the inventiveness of really not taking a tried and true material for granted is certainly very, very cool. So I always enjoy seeing those things. And we've got robotics as part of our Pitch Fest this year and some cool platforms really for making housing more attainable. So really building equity when you're renting something and using an app to do that. So there are just so many huge pockets of areas that we can innovate in through materials, through design, through technology. So I always find it very cool to learn something new on that front.
I love that. And as we're closing this thing out, how does the tribe get involved? How do you become part of the Alliance and who are the people you're really looking for to be part of the Housing Innovation Alliance?
You could become part of the Alliance as a member organization. That's if you want to watch and learn. Usually that's our, you know, trade contractors, home builders, consultants, et cetera. We have a lot of technology companies, startups, manufacturers who are partners in the Alliance. We like to say we take a PBS form of partnership where you help underwrite the program and it gives you some greater visibility into the challenges builders and developers are facing. But those are really two avenues, and you could just come to the summit. Come to the summit and check us out and use that as an opportunity to see how different our DNA really is than some other organizations you might participate in.
I love it. One other thing that caught our attention was the working groups. Can you tell us a little bit more about your working groups?
So the working groups are where we have actually functional discussions about where are we now with offsite construction? That's something we talk about in our design and build group all the time. And what are the what are the current barriers to adoption? And can we talk to somebody about pop-up factories? That's a term that we're hearing from people. Is that an opportunity that doesn't exist? So we use the working groups to create conversations to drive innovation forward in and of itself, and also to identify some of the gaps and needs that we have. And that allows us to then go find experts and bring that expertise to the table to help fill those gaps.
Yeah, I love that. And there's so much collaboration there with what we're doing with the Master Facilitators Group. And honored to be part of the Denver Summit, where we're going to be having those conversations and cataloging this stuff to then go have more meaningful conversations around the best ideas are borrowed and executed more efficiently, right? You talk about, you know, the Sears buy a home from a catalog, and it's the same as Toyota, this lean process, that, and all this conversation. And you're just like, okay, what should I do with that right now, today, to make a meaningful change? And that's part of the big platform that I'm trying to be a voice of, right? Because I struggle with it, right? I've been in supply channel my whole career, and it's so much easier to just not be innovative and just go back to just keep doing it the same way we always have. And the bigger people get, the harder it is to change, right? But the bigger they are, the more meaningful the change is, right? And so as we close this thing out, we always talk about, this is for our builders and affiliates that we call our master facilitators. The Housing Innovation Alliance is full of those that we're so honored to be part of this. But the questions we always ask is, what is your crystal ball when it comes to the future, when it comes to technology in construction?
My crystal ball for the future of technology and construction. I think that things that have been adopted elsewhere, I think it will be a lot of, there will be a lot of application of technologies that have been used in other industries or on commercial construction in housing, but in a different way. I think that challenge we always face as an industry is that it's not just the technology. Technology alone isn't a magic bullet. It's the process behind it. So I think that my crystal ball is that we will consider the capabilities of technology and the realities of the housing industry and find a way to apply technology that's already applied elsewhere in a way that will actually work for our industry.
Love that. What is the one thing you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about as we all go out there to crush it and grow their business and think about how to get involved in this great platform of the Housing Innovation Alliance?
Innovation is hard. You can't do it alone, but there's really power in partnerships. And I think that there is always the opportunity out there that if you open yourself to discussions and talk about what you're trying to do, that you will find somebody who wants to help you. So I would like to encourage people to be more open and open to asking for help and open to looking for partners. And that's something I know you guys can do on your master affiliator network. And it's certainly something we do in the Alliance. We don't actually build anything ourselves. I love the movie with John Cusack, where he's dating the really smart girl. What was it? He holds the boombox over his head, but he doesn't want to buy anything or sell anything, and he doesn't make anything himself. But he's really he connects the dots and helps others become the best that they can be. So I think seek out people who can help you and look for partnerships to make it to that next level.
Love it. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story. The kindling is just fire getting going. There's so many fires chats to be had. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story.
Thanks for having me.
Housing the same or housing with innovation? It sounds so much more fun with innovation. but sometimes it can be harder and you got to go get help. I love her story of a press release that we're still in the middle of that collaboration. And you have to niche in. And at the end of the day, Tribe, I raise my hand. I've been in supply channel my whole career, and I always love snowflakes and unicorns, the one-off, the cool custom stuff. But production builds is the volume, and we have to look at the volume and know how to make meaningful change and then figure out how to put all that together, because we have to go run to those problems and then figure out where to go. And I love when she talked about outside opportunity. And I challenge myself and all of us, sometimes outside help can be hard because they ask a lot of questions. And we struggle in construction with getting all these questions because we got so much stuff to do, right? We're always so busy with what we're doing. But maybe we have to actually stop to say, offsite is not new. It's like this new, brand new thing, like it just started yesterday. But it is also not the normal. So I leave you with this to say, I challenge you to say, what is the future of quote unquote normal construction? I think we have to think about, we have to go look at the next leaders. And that's one of the things I'm so excited for, this collaboration of Denver University, where they're really taking the theory and the practice. And I love how they're going out and they're actually going out to real projects, talking about process with the next students of the game. And I talked about this where I was excited to share a story with you all from my theory to practice. And if you knew me in college, I went to CMU, go Mavs. And when I was over in Grand Junction, when I moved to Colorado, I ran the rugby team, and I'm proud to say I ran some of the best parties in college. That's what we had a lot of fun. And when it came to the school part, I was like, how do I just get to the next deal, the next deal? And then I got into this class where it was this marketing class at Mesa, Colorado Mesa University now. And they said, well, this class, we get to actually do a pitch fest where they're sending us this new Honda car called the Honda Pilot. And this Honda Pilot was kind of their new SUV, and it was this square box. Quite frankly, when I saw it, I was like, that thing is ugly. But I was so passionate about it because it was real. It was a real car. And then we had to pitch fest about how they should market the Honda Pilot. And I was like, wow, this is cool. And I was like, we got to take it to the X Games because I love snowboarding and partying and all this stuff. And they bought in, and I was like, wow. And then we went out there and we had as much fun as possible. But then it got over the F word, the fear of change. And I actually thought about buying a Honda Pilot, even though I still think it's one of the ugliest cars out there to the day. But it was just this feeling that they put out there of theory and practice. And that's how I'm feeling about those times when I get the honor to be able to lead this conversation with really cool forward-thinking people, and also some guiding lights with people like Eric Holt that are running this program. Because it may be tried and true elsewhere, we need to bring that into all segments of housing. And when we talk about process, that's what we mean by system built is the way. And I couldn't agree more. Innovation is so hard to do it yourself. But the power in partnerships, and man, are we honored to be partnered with the Housing Innovation Alliance. Tribe, speak up, open up, ask for help. We are the global megaphone. Crush it out there, Tribe.